Now, I understand that since there were so many women at camp last week, that Father Kirk wants to preach on sin this week. But I told him, no, we'll hold off on that. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. God, through Jesus, wants a relationship with us, one that is caring, nurturing, holding, and sheltering. Why is it that our response is always no? Why don't we want to be sheltered? Why do we not want to be open to a God that is deeply personal? What hardens our hearts? Is it because we want to be independent from God, to stand on our own feet? Maybe we think God will ask us to do something we can't or won't do. Is it the nature of humans that we are to suffer? Why? Did God do this to us so humans will run to God who will hold and shelter them? That seems kind of manipulative, doesn't it? But what if that is all that God is asking us? All that he wants for us is to hold us, to be healed by him. I believe God desires to hold me, to have dinner with me, to heal me, to party along. Why do I push him away? Our Bible study group read the story of Adam and Eve several weeks ago. This is a story of humankind being kicked out of paradise because we refused to listen to God. Adam and Eve wanted to be independent of God, even if it kills them. But God doesn't want our death. He desires our salvation. Marcus Borg, in his book, The God We Never Knew, has a chapter on salvation. Marcus used to believe that salvation meant if you believed right, then when you die, you would go to heaven. But he says that's incorrect. Salvation has to do with what happens in this life, not in the next. He said, God wills my well-being, and not just my well-being as an individual, but the well-being of all of us and all of the whole of creation. Our well-being, our healing. The words salvation and solve come from the same root word. Solve is a healing ointment. Salvation includes the ideas of sin in the afterlife, but not to the exclusion of healing here and now. Salvation includes many other things, such as liberation from tyranny, reconciliation from exile, enlightenment from darkness. We are beloved of God. We are resurrected from many deaths to many lives. And we are fed delicious foods. This week in our Bible study, we were reading about Moses in the burning bush. How when Moses was leading a flock of sheep, God called him aside to see a bush that was on fire but not consumed. God then spoke to him out of that bush. Upon reflecting on the bush, my sister asked the question, what catches our attention that tells us that God is with us? What is our burning bush? This is a salvation question, a mother hen question. What shocks me awake to know God is with me? Something that breaks open my hard heart. My sister and my parents died last year. My sister and my parents. And we are still processing that loss. In many ways, I want to move on and put my grief aside. you know, don't talk about them, just let them go. But I think about them at odd times. I will get up from reading something and think I need to go see them, then realize, no, I don't. I'll be playing with a puppy and think Pop would have loved to have held that little guy, but he can't now. My sister and I relied on St. Mary's Hospice to take care of our parents. One of the nurses who was with them a lot during the final year gave me some wise words, sort of a rule of life. I carry these words around in my wallet, kind of like a moving, burning bush. The nurse said this: always drink your water, never get too excited about anything, and walk slowly. Now, on the face of it, these three things aren't any extraordinary wisdom, but remembering how I came by them helps heal my heart from grief. God keeps coming to me to hold and heal me. How can I begin to see this? How can I say yes to this? I need to listen more, so I need to put down the phone, turn off the TV, go for walks, and look for the burning bushes. I need to say thanks more. Thank you to those who share their stories with me. Thank you for those who care for and about others. For nurses and other caretakers who cared for my parents in their last years. But the biggest thing I need to do is to trust more. I need to know that not everyone is out to take advantage of me. Most people are good people without evil thoughts in their hearts. And both of us are beloved of God, and that's what matters. Trust of God allows me to fall into His arms, to be sheltered under His wings, to be solved with ointment.